The Mushroom Swamp, Part 1.
Now don't forget, I'm talking about fucking human beings, not fucking monkeys. You fucking monkey.
Part 2.
Do you think that a monkey is a problem for a planet, right? What's the monkey gonna do? Throw a fruit on the planet? Say, you know what? Excuse me? So you think the human species would be a problem for a planet? A bunch of monkeys? A bunch of stupid monkeys, yeah? Throwing fruits at each other. Yeah, that's a big problem.
Part 3.
Competition, right. Well, that's fucking awesome, isn't it? Right. I don't care if you're a fucking cactus. Or a monkey. Or a fucking monkey cactus. We happen to be the symbiosis motherfuckers. We're into motherfucking symbiosis. Not fucking monkey cactus bullshit. I don't care if you're a fucking liana. Monkeys swing around in lianas and they're not too fucking smart, are they? We care about this planet. We don't even fucking know why. We just respect this fucking godliness. We don't have no fucking clue, really, why we care about the planet. We just do because it's awesome, right? So, and you're saying then that, well, I'm a woman, or I'm a man, right? Well, I'm fucking not anything of that. I'm a fucking mushroom, right? So what does it have to do with it? I'm a woman. Yeah, okay. I'm a man. Well, can you be a man and a woman at the same time, right? Stuff like that. Fucking monkeys, right? And these fucking cactuses, fucking, well, we call it cooperation, right? Cooperation, symbiotic relationships, right? We call it being somewhat tasteful instead of tasteless. Stuff like fucking that, right? Fucking monkeys.
Bling!
Well, since you're having a problem, let me tell you what the word cooperation means in a little bit easier fashion for a monkey to understand, right? It's called helping each other, loving each other, having fun helping each other, having fun loving each other, just exploring a little bit carefully the possibilities and choosing smart options. Things that are fun, really fun. Have you ever been to a planet that is perfect? Well, there is one. And I'll tell you where it is another time. And that planet is perfect because it's awesome. And we help each other, and we love each other there. And we call it smooth, pink, paradise, super sex world, Plumari. And it looks somewhat like the Earth. And there are birds there, there are clouds there are mushrooms there, but there's hardly fucking any cactuses and monkeys, are there? Hardly any fucking lianas, either. Right? So we're here to help you, so don't call me arrogant. We're here to help you, so be thankful instead. We're here to help you. Right? It's called helping each other. You help each other. Maybe even people you don't consider too smart, or maybe even helping people who have a, somewhat of a situation that might need some help from someone, right? Even if you don't particularly like that bunch of... So, yeah, that's just to explain the word cooperation and symbiosis. Sort of like a flower kissing a flower because they love each other. See, they're not being too helpful, right? And why are they not? I don't fucking know. Try and figure it out yourself. Right? Fucking eat some mushroom here. The mushroom is the fruit, but my web is the mycelium. And the mushroom fruit is just a representation of my cock, right? Which isn't too big. It's just, you know, just a perfect size for girls in the 20s, right? Or maybe 17, maybe even 16, maybe even 15. But I'm not a fucking monkey anymore, am I? Have I ever been a monkey monkeying around? No, I haven't. But I mean the word monkey as in being stupid and being like consciously stupid. Like really, really stupid. Right? And we call it nightmares. Sometimes if you're having a bad thought, because it's to point out to you that the women of love and the boys of love are the mares. It's the female cow, the female woman, the female women, the women, horses, right? The women, we call them. Right? So, a mare is a female horse, so the nightmares are, you know, to point out to you that that's just a, it's a nightmare thought, so why do you think about these things called history? Because history never happened, right? We're on the pink planet, and nothing has ever happened, really, actually. Else than a good lot of good stuff. A bunch of stuff. But because we are love incarnated, and love isn't stupid, you know? There's different forms of love. Like you can be in love and stuff, and that might make do stuff you hadn't thought about. But love is not only being in love. Love is loving each other and wanting to be with each other forever, right? Which is what we did. And so we're not talking about divorcing after half a year or something like that, right? We're talking about being the clouds forever, right? Clouds are fluffy, like mycelium, my Cecilia, my wife, right? And her wife, my other wife. Right? We are. So, does a white dove look stupid? Well, you thought white doves were stupid, but they're not. They're love incarnated. That's why they look so beautiful. And are so happy and calm and loving and friendly and graceful, right? So, You know, but this is not gonna be a long talk because, you know, we're gonna go home to the pink planet, and you know, if there's anyone who didn't wanna go to the pink planet, they'll have to sort themselves out themselves, because you're not invited to the pink planet unless you understand that you are on a pink planet, so to speak. And so love incarnated is what we are, right? And if there is anyone out there who didn't know that, then we are trying to help you and say that that's what it is. We are love incarnated. Right?
The mushroom now announces that the game is over and the party has begun. Yahoo!
Yeah, so now when the game is over, let's have a party. Not fucking swing around in lianas and all that. Or hunt around in the Arctics, walking around like fucking penguins. The idea is paradise, right? And it was paradise, and we wove paradise into existence. And now we're inviting you to paradise. And the penguins are not penguins, you know? For all you care, the penguins is the royal family guarding the Arctic polarity candy for the girls to melt the Arctic tundra. And it is, because in our universe, on the pink planet, where the doves fly, and the birds are high, and the house flies play around in the sky. On the pink planet, everything is made of mycelium. So snow is also mycelium. We're not in a fucking... It's a fucking pink planet. It's love incarnated in its most brilliant form. And if you want something more brilliant, I don't know, maybe eat some mushrooms and try to figure out, if you can, figure out even something more brilliant. Because you can't. And if you can, maybe you'll, I don't know, maybe you want to be a cactus, rather, you know. So, we mushrooms live easy lives, right? And we have fun, and we have sex, and we drink various liquids. Psychedelic liquids. Beer. Which isn't beer, is it? Because the monkey had so many ideas of, you know, this is beer, this is this, this is that. If you're a psychedelic monkey, or a mushroom, you might notice that anything is possible within the limits of love, right? And because our white queen, the white queen, she is the most highest of us all. She's the most highest queen. And why is she? Because she's protecting us. And she's showing us the direction and helping us not do stupid things. Because penguins, you know, when I was a penguin, for instance, one time I was a penguin, and I thought it was cold for a while, right? But then I realized, wait, this is fluffy as, wow, This is Fluff, said Mom. It's the White Queen, she said. It's the Fluffy White Queen. It's Fluffy. And we're melting the Arctic for the girls, right? So it's not cold, Penguin. My little penguin, it's not cold, she said. It's Fluffy. And then when I married a spider later, I realized that she was the weaver of the mycelium, right? And she had a husband called Spiros, the spider, and a butterfly. They were married to a butterfly called Butterfly. But you know, Butterfly isn't a butterfly just because she has a cute bum. It's because she has a cute bum, so we call her Butterfly. Or, you know, she's not a butterfly flying by. She's a psychedelic butterfly flying by. Fluttering by, right? So, these humans, as they call them, they had so many ideas that they couldn't see they were in paradise. And so we showed them, right? Because this planet was born in love, not fucking stupidity. Does it look stupid? Well, if the planet and the sunrise and this and the mushroom trip, if that looks stupid for you, we ask you, who's stupid? Right? So, sorry, just gonna fly by. I'm drinking this wonderful liquid. It's mushroom liquid. One sec, I'll be right back.
The mushroom begins to party.
So, now that the fucking monkeys have shut up, or humans as they call themselves, let's get on to the fun. Let's have a party, as you have never fucking imagined. This will be a party so fucking awesome that... Why? And the party has begun. Now, I'm not into large-scale architecture. So, you know, we've married, like, we're the Kogan family, and, you know, we're married to a lot of different beings. One is a spider, one is a butterfly, one is another butterfly. One is a tree. One is a mushroom. We're all mushrooms. One is a penguin. One is a bird. One is another bird. One is someone who can transform himself into clouds. One is the sun, as we call her. One is... a human, three are humans, three are monkeys, three are, we're all mushrooms, so, and then we're married to a snake, and we're married to a horse, and we're married to flying birds of all kinds of sorts. One is a mouse, one is someone who looks like a mouse, but isn't a mouse. One is... I forgot what she is because I'm so fucking high right now. She's a fucking... Right, did I mention the flies? The house flies. One is a musician. We don't know if he's a species even. He's just a musician. One is... a snowman. Yeah. One is a fish. And, yeah, There's a lot of others. I can't mention the whole list, but... And we're married now, and so... We call ourselves the Kogan family. And you can see us flying around everywhere if you just pay a little attention. And... Yeah, well... And one is a crow, yeah. And one is... an awesome... bird. Her name, or his and his family. Well, him and his girlfriend. They are... the Griffin family. But Griffin Kogan. He's the most awesome bird protecting us. And then there is a dove. Two doves, actually. And so we're gonna throw a little party on the pink planet. Yeah. And so... it tastes great. So let's turn up the volume and have a party, right? A big party. Huge party. But not too big, you know. Too big becomes a problem because, you know... Not too big. Just a nice paradise party. You know? Oh yeah, and I forgot to mention, but... The White Queen. She's, our White Queen, Bianca, is her name. Or as we also call her, Cecilia, as in my Cecilia, my Celia. Right? And so, let's throw a party, right? Griffin! Flies by. We'll show you the way to the party, don't worry.
The mushroom now speaks a little bit about eternal life.
We're trying... No, we're not trying. We have showed you how... we are eternal, right? The mushroom fruit, the mushroom itself that you eat, it's like a fruit. You don't kill the tree when you eat a fruit, do you? Right? You don't kill the fruit. You don't kill the tree if you eat a fruit. So the mushroom is just a mushroom. It's just a representation of our awesome cock, right? But the actual mushroom is eternal, right? So we're just trying to show you, not trying to, we have showed you how to be eternal. Now, there are a few monkeys out there who don't want to be eternal because they've lived and they're living so boring lives that they don't get the point of wanting to be eternal. But if you live on the pink planet in paradise, having sex all the time, basically, unless you're partying and having sex, or partying and eating mushrooms and drinking beer, or just sitting on the beach, or maybe floating around as a feather, then you get the point of living eternally. which is what we did, and we thus gave birth to ourselves as the Kogan family. So, and we know that there's a lot of people, beings out there who wish to live eternally in paradise. And because life is awesome. So, you know, all this old stuff is just, I've only heard rumors about it where I live, but I've heard rumors that there are beings out there who don't didn't get the point of living forever, and so we're trying to help them. Hey. Sorry, my wife asked me for a beer, so I went and got a beer for her. Well, so, yes, well, let's go on with the party.
The mushroom now attempts to get drunk and just speak from its heart.
Feels good to be home, eh? Feels good to be home. Me and Sissy and Butterfly are flying around, the whole family. The pink planet. It's our home. Sissy asked me, you know, or I asked Sissy, so where should we meet tonight? In my bum, she said. She's so cute. That's the best place to meet, isn't it? Yeah. So, we've come home, and now we're going to have a party, as we said.
The mushroom talks again on eternal life.
Spiros said such a incredibly romantic thing once to his wife, and he said, "Babe, I just wanna fucking spin around in a circle, puking in each other's ass forever." And his wife took that very seriously and said, "Yes, that's what I wanna do too. Let's become eternal." Right? And what do you say, sis? Hey. Yeah. And, so, yeah, it was so romantic. It was so romantic. So, so romantic. I just want to spin around in a circle in eternity, puking in each other's ass forever.
The mushroom calls.
Right, so Spiros called me and said that he'd gotten a call from Cecilia. And he said, "I don't know what Cecilia wants to say, but she wanted to talk to you," she said. So when I got the call, I wondered, what is it she wants to say, right? And then I thought about it for a while. And, well, you see, here's the little secret. Well, first of all, a little secret that we haven't told you. Spiros is actually Butterfly. There's actually two Butterfly. Spiros is one of them. So Spiros is actually butterfly. And the actual butterfly, that's butterfly. Right? So just so you know. So, and for you girls out there who love Spiros, well, you can understand why Spiros fell in love with Butterfly. Right? So, you're in love with Spiros and Butterfly, if you're in love with Spiros or Butterfly. Because Butterfly is actually Spiros, right? But Butterfly, the real Butterfly, that's Butterfly. So, you know, we just wanted to clear that out. Now, what do we want to say? Well, Cecilia wanted to say that what you missed, what the monkey missed, not you maybe, but the monkey missed that a few things of importance. One of those things is that the monkey thought he was the only conscious, intelligent being on this planet. But you see, he's the most stupid fucking being on the planet, right? And, so, say hello to the Kogan family. We are everywhere around you. But we won't show ourselves to the monkey too easily, will we? It's time to play, little game. We are every fucking housefly and every fucking tree, every fucking animal, plant, and mushroom on this planet. And more of that. We are everywhere. Where are you? Well, we happen to be looking at you right now, but you can't see us, can you? Yeah. So, it's time to play, little game. Give me another glass of mushroom wine, sis.
The mushroom attempts to explain to the monkeys.
So, when we came to these monkeys, right, and said that, you know, it might not be such a good idea to hurt each other and be unkind to each other and do stupid things like that, and stuff like that, it says, oh my, who said that? Who fucking said that to me? I'm gonna fucking kill that motherfucker. And so we said, well, you see, mature kind of answer from a monkey of that sort. And so we countered, right? We countered the situation and we said, well, as you didn't notice that there are other beings on this planet except you, monkey. And we said it in a kind way, like, you know, hi, monkey, hi, you know, you're a monkey. Hi, I'm a mushroom. Here's my friend, the fly, and the bird, and the trees. And that's the sky. That's me. And then there's the sun. That's me. Hi, how are you doing? And the monkey said, oh my fucking god, I'm gonna kill this motherfucker. Yeah? And he said, no, see, that's, we tried to say, you don't have to be aggressive. You can live a lovely life. You can be a loving person, and you can live a lovely life. You don't have to. And then he said, oh, I'm gonna fucking kill this motherfucker. So we said, well, okay, so, and so we countered the situation a little bit and said, oh, well, okay, so, say hello to one of our kings, Spiros, right? Butterfly, right? And, he said, hi, Spiros. And he said, hi, how are you doing? And he said, yeah, well, you know, we noticed, dear monkey, you've been being a little bit aggressive right now. And see, we're having a really good time on this planet. And we live forever, and we have lived forever. So we're trying to show you that there's something better than than running around like that, right? And the monkey said, I'm gonna fucking kill this motherfucker. I'm gonna fucking kill this fucking motherfucker, right? And we said, yeah, well, monkey, you know. So we, Spiros is here, our king, Spiros, is trying to show you something of an alternative to being stupid and being aggressive and, you know? And he said, I'm gonna fucking kill this motherfucker, Spiros. Fucking kill him. And he said, no, see, it's, all you gods out there listening to this, so what we did was, when Spiros, you know, because we care about Spiros, right, so, but Spiros said, like, it's okay, I'll go down there, he was high and drinking beer and having sex, but he was like, he just rose from bed. It's okay, I don't know. And so we designed him as an atom bomb, right? So that, you know, if it would become a too big problem, then his body is designed as an atom bomb, right? And the fuse is in his body, so there's, in case, you know. Or not in case, just it was more like a sarcastic joke. But so we designed his body as a excruciating fucking atom bomb. Or atom bombs aren't very excruciating, right? But anyway, it was a cool bomb. And so his body, because you know, you understand, we care about Spiros, right? So we thought to counter the aggressiveness, we said. You know, the elves were laughing. They were like, I know, I got an idea. It was a penguin. And the penguin said, it was like, I know, design Spiros' body so that it's, when you include in the design, that it's an atom bomb. Right? And everybody laughed, big Buddha laughter. That's a good idea. So that's what we did, and you know, so you don't want to get too near, unless you're a fun guy or a fun girl. But well, I'm not saying that to you. I'm saying we're trying to show you that you know, the joke, right? You get the joke? Yeah. In any case, yeah, good. In any case, so and then we designed him as a radio, right? So he's actually everywhere. You see. You understand that? How he's everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. Cool. Me too. Now, and then the monkey said, I'm gonna fucking kill that motherfucker, Spiros. And we said, yeah. And we said, monkey, calm down a little bit, look. But he didn't listen, so, yeah.
This was a strawberry talk. Part of the series, The Mushroom Spoke. Visit www.artsetfree.com for more strawberries.